Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Best Life Cafe. I am Kathy Anello here with my co-hostess, Carrie Butler. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
So here
we're
we
back.
Are. 8 weeks, 8 weeks later, coming back on the Best Life Cafe podcast to really just touch back with you guys and let you know where we've been. It's Ask Me Anything Wednesday, so if you have a question for us or you want to be a caller, you can call in at 646-787-1842. Other than that, we're going to dive right into the first question, Carrie, and that is, where have we been?
What the hell is going on?
So I'm going to go first because I want to own shit. So here it is.
Okay.
So the reason we've been on hiatus has not been Carrie's fault. It has been Kathy's fault. Well, Carrie, I will say this. Carrie is in the emergency consulting business, and obviously this has been a very busy time to really just – you've been out there helping the world and changing the world by helping people, and I really want to acknowledge and appreciate that because it's a big job what you're doing right now. So that being said – Carrie would call me during, our normal conversations. And she'd be say, "Are we doing a show this week?" And I would say, "Yeah, no, I'm just not feeling it." And what happened for me was that I listened to our three shows that we happened. I listened back to them in quarantine, the first like 3 weeks of quarantine, and I was so tired of hearing about quarantine that I didn't have anything to offer. Like I didn't know how to tell people to live their best life during this time. And so I just wasn't feeling it. I also don't trust my mouth, and I was going through some emotional stuff, and I didn't want things to come out of my mouth that I didn't want out there, forever. So I really just had to pull back, pull into myself, and really just start shifting the focus to myself. And I really feel like, our minds are very powerful tools. And my mind and my body was saying, this is not the time to go on air and share because you don't even know what the hell is going on in your own mind, in your own heart. So really, that's the reason. And then I was super excited this morning because here we are, we're coming back. And we really just want to keep it light. We don't want to talk about all the troubles and trials and tribulations in the world because, frankly, I don't think there's anyone on the planet listening to this right now that doesn't know what's going on in the world. And so what we want to bring to you is how to navigate during these times, how to live your best life, even in uncertainty, and really just how to surrender and go with the flow. So does that explain it?
I think so, yeah.
Where have you been, Carrie?
It's been a while. No, I'm just listening to you. I'm taking it all in. I'm thinking about I was kind of doing a little reflecting. And P.S., it is, Mercury retrograde.
True.
So that is an important thing to do, right? Reflect. And I think that we just, so for me, I kind of felt like I was so grateful that I could do what I do to be able to help people. And going through it on a daily basis, as an essential worker, if you will, you kind of wonder, are we done? And I think that we're all just in this space where it's like we're getting to that place where it's just like, okay, now we're really understanding that this shit is serious and we are like in a new normal. So it's like, embrace it, and I just want to like bring laughter back and stuff. Cause we've been so serious for such a long time. And so I have to tell you what I was thinking about things that I've done over this 2 months that have kind of given me some giggles. And, so here's one of them. Okay. So I have to go to Home Depot a lot to purchase things. And, there was always a line outside our Home Depot, like a long line. And what I found out is that if you order something online and you show them your like confirmation that your order is ready for pickup, you didn't have to wait in the long line. So I just saved one email. And every time I had to go to Home Depot, I would just like show them my, like I'd pull it up on my phone. I'm like, my order's ready. I'm going to just go right in here. So I was like, oh, you know, it's kind of like a COVID hack. You know, it's like, just save your email because they don't look.
The COVid hack. I've never heard that.
It's a COVID hack. And it was like, I just.
Cute.
Isn't that funny? Like, because I, you know, and I like, and so one of the things that I tried was those copper, like, you know, on those infomercials, they have like those copper sheets that you put on the barbecue and it's supposed to like keep your grill clean and give you the same grill marks. And I was just so excited. So I ordered those. Okay. They don't work. I'm so sad to say they do not work. I was really bummed about that, but like that was just like a fun thing that like, you know, it's like, okay, you know. And then for everybody out there, you can also order toilet paper online from Quilted Northern and they send it to you. So that's also a fun thing that I did. I ordered
that's a lovely COVID hack.
Yeah. Yeah.
God,
just like you go online. You pay
you
like,
know, I mean,
really, twice as much money.
I really just came into the mindset that you know, what is your best life? Like living your best life is really it's about the good stuff, you know, like what's good,
yeah.
Like, right. Like what, so if you're living in this life of uncertainty and you're like, I have no idea what tomorrow's going to bring, but let's just backtrack that thought because that happens whether there's something going on in the world or not. Life is very unpredictable and we have no idea, excuse me, what tomorrow is going to bring. And so what I, you know, by shifting the focus to myself for the last 8 weeks, what that really meant was, you know, super strong self-care. Like, I think all of us have a job to take care of ourselves the best we can right now because that is how we can stay safe. It was about picking something that took my mind off of, you know, the things that made me overthink. Dwell, so to speak, because we can like dwell in our thoughts, right? And so it was really about like, well, what makes you laugh? What makes you feel good? Who makes you feel good? So one of the questions that we got was, how do you stay present when you're so worried about the future? And
that's a good one.
And I was thinking about that question, and I was like, okay, how do you stay present? Well, thoughts are what take you out of your present moment, right? So it's almost impossible to not think because we have a bazillion thoughts a day. But what I shared with you yesterday was that what I do is I say, after that 16th second, you have to go because after 17 seconds, a thought can start to take energy on and start to manifest. That's a Abraham hack.
Right.
So,
right.
So what I was thinking about that answer, and I was thinking really what it is getting out of your thoughts, taking that moment to tell yourself and your brain and your thought patterns, you don't have a home here anymore because you're not in my present. You're just something that I'm manifesting out of the craziness of my mind. And so, and then it becomes surrender and faith. So you have to just surrender your day, your situation, your desire, and have faith that it's all going to work out for the best. And like staying for me in that mindset is what keeps me present in the day. Do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think that the thing to add is like, no matter what your situation is, you know, your daily practices, like, you know, me, I listen to Abraham every day. And it's interesting because, you know, I signed up for, so July 11th was supposed to be, Abraham was supposed to be here live in Los Angeles. And when the pandemic first started, they sent out this email that said, you know, because of what's going on, if you have signed up for a course, then you have the opportunity to like listen to Abraham. Like they were going to be live like Saturdays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And so I did that, and I, you know, like, basically what happened was people would, like, write in, I guess, and then they would decide, like, what questions they were going to ask. But just still listening to them every day, you know, was so important for me personally. And it was all about, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Like, yeah, the entire world
right.
has been thrown a curveball. You know, I mean, like my kids still, like my kids are here and I like look at them and it's like, they just like, they don't have the experience of knowing that like, it's all going to be okay. You know, like we, because we're
yeah.
older,
mm-hmm.
like it's like, all right, like yeah. let's just, you know, but it doesn't matter. It's like you have the ability to feel good and be present and do whatever, no matter what, because it really is all about your feelings, all about them. And it's like, you just don't have to give focus to what, you know, I'm not saying like be in denial that something's going on, but it's like, okay, like here's just another thing. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, and let's just keep going. Like, I'm still going to feel good and I'm still going to do what I do and I'm still going to find the beauty in things and I'm still going to find the fun in things. And so I think that it's, you know, and just, you know, as like a side note, like every day we're learning what we don't know. So the emotions that come up for all of us, you know, I think we really have to honor those because we're all in the same boat. And so, and we've never done this before. Right? We've never had to experience anything even remotely like this. So I think also, you know, being present and honoring yourself, like honoring what's true for you, I think is a huge one as well. Like huge.
Yeah.
Huge, huge, huge.
Yeah. How do you, you know, how can I take care of myself? How can I take care of myself in this moment, in this present moment? And I think that if you live your life sort of like, you know, the one day at a time, quote unquote, theory, I don't think we have any other choice right now. And I think that you are a lot happier when you just live in that day and you just live in that moment and you don't think about the future. You know, you plan for the future, obviously. But things change so rapidly that you could be going down one street, you take a left, and it can lead you to a completely different life or life path or person or, you know, job. You just don't know. So staying present,
yeah.
staying in your own lane, taking care of yourself, and just being really protective of yourself, you know,
oh.
and your time and your energy and who, you know, who is important enough to give that to. Because I think if anything happened for me, I really got to boil down my intimate circle. And I think a lot of us went through that. I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people who talk about how the quarantine, I hate the word, sorry, didn't want to use it today, but how this has really changed their life for the best because they were able
yes.
to shift back to them and they were able to see what was important and who was important in their life and who they were important to. Like, you know, there's people that I would have thought for sure would have reached out that never reached out. And I've had a conversation with a couple people who
oh,
were like, wow, it's really interesting. Yeah, because I thought this person would have for sure, you know, contacted me. And she was telling me the story and she said, like, she's never once picked up, it was about a friend that she thought was really a good friend. She said, during this whole time, I haven't heard a peep from her. And not like, how are you? Are you doing okay? Or, and I said, it's really funny, but the greatest part of that is coming out and saying, who gets my energy? Well, now it's this intimate circle. You know, it's not these people that I've been, you know, relating to, you know, liking us, like on Facebook or who, you know, it's about really who cares about us and who do I really care about. And it became really apparent during this time who those someones were. So that was really a gift for a lot of us, I think. And for me personally, you know, my whole entire life changed. I was working 12 hours a day and I was on my 72nd day in a row and the wall dropped. And there I was with myself. There was no secret that it was really hard for me at first, but then I got into this amazing group and like, look what happened during the time that I was living in this. I sold my house. I bought a new car, right? Like, so super great things were happening. I let go of a lot of situations that were kind of absorbing my mind. I bought a paddleboard. I do yoga every day. You know, I just think there's been some stuff that have really just been like keeping me present, the good stuff. And I've really been concentrating on the good stuff and letting, you know, we weren't going to talk about letting go, but I think for me personally, like letting go has been a big part of this journey in the last 4 months. It's so funny to say, 4 months. We've been gone for 2 months. It's crazy. But thank you for hanging in there. I noticed last night that I had 46 downloads of, because I just put out a little blurb about us, and already people are starting to come back and listen to us. So really, we're grateful for you guys, and we appreciate you. And one of the next questions that we got was, are you ever going to have guests again? And that, yes, the answer to that is yes. And we're working on a really important guest that's going to talk about men and relationships, and which is obviously a subject dear to our hearts, because we want to understand them better. Right? I know, I'm so excited. So I'm interviewing with him on Friday, and hopefully we will be setting a date. I don't want to say anything else about it until I'm locked in, but they reached out to us because they liked our show, and that made me so happy. Like, I love being headhunted.
I know, and you know, like, this was like, I was really getting ready. Oh, okay, listen, wait, can we talk about me for a minute?
I was
really getting ready to date. And you guys, okay, like, let me just tell you this. Like, so Kathy and I, like, we literally were like, okay, we're going to do something. And it's like, I'm going to give, like, my dating updates. Because, you know, it's like, okay, like, how do we want to do this? And then freaking COVID happens. And I'm like, dude, like, what's up? I can't, like, so I just have to say, like, on that level, like, I was totally like, okay, well, I'm, you know, obviously that, well, for me personally, that's off the table. That's, like, off the table. And I had an amazing psychic reading a couple of days ago. Lena, oh my God, you guys, we'll give Lena, we've got to give Lena's information because she's like ridiculous. She's so good. But you guys, okay, so let me just give you a little dating update. So they're out there for me and I'm just waiting, and 2021 is going to be my year. So we're just going to, like, put the pause button on for the dating updates right now. But, you know, starting in 2021, wait, you guys just wait, because we're just going to, like, kill it with my, like, dating updates. I just wanted to also say that as well.
Oh, I love that. Because literally 2020 is, like, over, even though it's July. Like, we're halfway through the year, you know. But I've seen so many funny memes about 2020, and I just want to share one, and it says – it says 2020 is going to be a cinnamon for crazy for the rest of time. Yo, my man over there is a little, you know, 2020. Or I gained control of the car for a moment, Your Honor, and then things went 2020.
Oh,
like,
my
so
God.
Like, right? Like, oh, yeah, we're just going to be able to kind of look back and be like, oh, yeah, that was like a 2020 thing. And everybody, and
oh,
I was watching this. I know, it's so funny. I was watching this lady on a video. I don't know what app I was on, but anyway, she was saying, like, 2020 was my year, and now I'm like, fuck you, 2020. Excuse my language for anybody offended by the F word, but I just was like, right? Like, it's like, we're just this kind of the lost year, but is it the lost year? Because actually, in the next 6 months, I know that I'm hopefully publishing a book. I've been reading scripts, and I'm hoping to write my first script. I have a script writing. My brother signed me up for masterclass, so I have like Shonda Rhimes and all these great script writers that I've been, you know, going to learn from. And those are the things that make me feel alive, like when I'm writing. I also am painting. Now, mind you, it's paint by numbers. But
oh my God.
I know that's crazy, but like really, I'm not an artist, but I've always desired to paint. So I ordered these super cool pictures. And they finally came. I ordered them in March thinking, oh, I'll paint during, you know, quarantine. But they just came. And so now I'm looking at these two beautiful paintings that I'm going to create by numbers. And stay tuned on that and see how that goes. But, like, little things like that are what's keeping me going and keeping me alive. And, you know, diving into – I've been reading books. I've been reading The Love Warrior, and I've been reading Super Attractor. And I took a boundary class with Nancy Levin for 11 weeks, and really learned about how to, you know, keep boundaries and not be afraid. I joined a book club with some of my besties. We're reading The Four Agreements. Like, I've been doing a lot of stuff that feeds my soul, and I don't think I even really knew it till I sat down for the show to write down what I've been doing. And I was like, oh, my God, I've done so much stuff.
Wow.
I hike once a week for 5 miles. I took a chunk of time in Los Angeles on the beach, which was amazing, but the riot sent me home. And I was just like,
I actually have done so much and I have been so blessed with the time off that I don't think I would give this time back for anything, honestly. Because I've really grown as a human.
Okay, but here's the thing we have to, that's amazing, like amazing. And you know, and
right.
What we have to really, it's not like they switched a freaking light switch off and like the world just stopped. Like, you know, Abraham says like, we really need to take a good hard look at the situation, because collectively on a spiritual level, the entire planet needed to shift.
Wholeheartedly.
Like, take that in. Do you know what I mean? It's like, whoa.
Yeah, we all know that.
Like, this was a collective creation because mm-hmm. everything needed to shift on a spiritual level. Like, everything. And, you know, we could say that it's political. We could, like, I mean, I've watched several documentaries about this situation. Then we have, like, the George Floyd situation, which is, like, a whole other, you know, crazy topic.
Yeah.
And, but, like, look what is happening. Like, this, so 2020 is, like, the shift year. Like, it's like
yeah.
people say, like, life will never be the same. You're damn right it won't. And
thank God
for that. Like, thank God. So it's your, and it's, so it's your perspective, right, on how you look
yeah.
at this. And it's, you know,
right.
I was talking to somebody the other day and they're like, if I ever thought that I would, like, you know, remain sane and stay in my house for 100 days, it's like, but you're doing it. Like, you're, you know, it's like the sun rises every day. The earth still spins on its axis. There are still 24 hours in a day. Like, there's no pause button here. We're continuing to move on. So how do you choose to continue to move on? And, like, this is it, man. This is your best life ever. You know what I mean? Like, you have the opportunity. Like, embrace it. It's like, this should be even, like, it should, like, now that we kind of get it and we're like, yeah, this is some serious stuff going on here. It's like, but how do we continue to live our best life and embrace it and say, okay, like, we all got the wake-up call. Do you know what I mean? Like, we all got a second chance.
I love it. I love it.
So it's like, let's do it.
You know, yeah, for me, like, I went through, you know, you and I have had many conversations, and people who are super close to me know this one fact, and that is that my biggest issue for, because I've, like, spent 2 years healing. We all know this, and I'm really feeling healed, quote unquote. But one of the things that has kept me in this sort of, like, confusion is that the wasted time and the wasted years. And so one of the things that really came out for me was no more wasting years, and really just telling the universe, like, it's time for a new vibration. Like, I don't want to live in regret. I don't want to resent myself for making choices that I shouldn't have. You know, we all make mistakes. And I just really have been pushing myself to stop, no more wasted time. Like, just live your best life, speak what you need to speak, say what you want to say, don't hold back your truth from anybody. And then you're going to, you know, and that goes with my book, that, you know, being impeccable with your word, like, having to tell hard truths to people isn't always easy, but the minute you do it, you're free. And you can't argue with that freedom. And so for me, it was like, I stayed quiet for so long in my life. And so many times I stayed small because I didn't want to rock the boat, or I didn't want to walk. You know, I walked on eggshells. I did it a lot. I did it even with new people in my life. Like, I would protect their feelings over my own. And that's just not the girl I am anymore. Like, I'm going to speak my truth. And if you can handle it, it's like that old movie, you can't handle the truth, you know, but it's like, that for me is what's living my best life, staying in alignment with who I am, speaking my truth, showing my emotions, and being okay with that. And how I'm showing up is how I'm showing up. And it's really cool.
You go, girl.
I really like it.
Awesome.
I know. I'm
cool.
The ever-evolving saga of Kathy. But I really feel like I don't have a lot of drama. I don't have any trauma, you know, just the residual sort of from toxic relationship. But I don't live in drama anymore. And I notice when people have drama, and I can look at somebody and roll my eyes and I'm like, oh my God, that's so much drama. I can't do it. You know, I can't do that drama anymore. And not having drama in your life on a daily basis is huge. if you lived in drama on a daily basis in your prior life.
And if you make the choice to acknowledge that it was the drama and decide
right.
not to do it anymore. You know what I mean? Like you have to really, you have to own that stuff because, you know, I think I've shared this before. It's like somebody, like when I was 17, and, you know, your life is all about drama and yourself when you're 17, you know, the more narcissistic, you know, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being at a workshop and the facilitator looked at me because I was sharing and he goes, Carrie, what would you be? Who would you be without your story? Who would you be without your story? And I really didn't, you know, at this moment sitting here, that those words are so much more powerful than I imagine they were when I was 17 years old, because I'm sure I didn't get it then, you know, but now it's just like, wow. But you can also change your story, which is also really cool. So
it's
just
all
good.
So I just want to give a shout out to a couple people. Like, so my, one of my besties, shout out Diane and Brad. They're a couple and they're just one of my favorite couples.
Right.
And they got engaged this week and I was a sobbing mess about it because it just, I think in today's world, especially if you've had past drama and trauma in a relationship, to make a commitment to someone and to know that at our age and our time, you know, the timing of life. And I was like so proud of them for just being like, no, we're doing this and we're going to get married and we're going to live this life together. And so shout out and congratulations to them. And then and the next day, one of our other besties had a little grandbaby yesterday and she's like this beautiful little, yeah. And so she's sharing it and we're all bawling about that. And then my other friend sent in her text and she's like, finally filed for divorce. It's been 6 years. But I mean, she's got a great relationship with her ex. It's nothing like that. It was just timing. But I was like looking at all these little wins for people yesterday in our group text. And I was like, wow, like this is a good week. And so you really have to stop and acknowledge when these beautiful things happen in your life and just like let it rain on you, like love and the circle of life and endings, because closing something opens up the door. We all know that once you have an ending, another door's opening for a beginning. And so I was just like, I got chills just now. I was so proud of my friends. And I was just like, okay, I'm due because I'm the fourth in our fourth. And I really don't have anything super exciting except for what I've shared. But I feel like having all this goodness around you brings goodness into your life. So I just wanted to shout out to those three ladies and just thank them for being my friends and keeping me laughing all the time.
Yay. I think we're just like kind of like coming out of the fog, you know, and going, okay, well, this is the way it is right now. So let's just keep going. You know, like, I guess you now have to get in a line to go to the market, you know, like that's just, all right. You know, just kind of surrender to what's going on.
Problem. Yeah.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know,
we don't have,
you're living in a small town.
Yeah, we don't have a line to go to the store, but there's a lot of controversy right now in our area. We just got new shelter in place orders for the 4th of July, for the whole month of July. And everyone's just like rolling their eyes, like, really? But, you know, I'm just like, again, what can I do to keep myself safe? What can I do to take care of myself? How do I keep my immune system high? How do I focus on me and my inner circle, like, you know, my children and my grandkids, and just like really staying focused on those people and myself. And I think that's the ticket. Like, just take care of your unit, take care of your circle, take care of yourself, and find the joy in every single day. That's how you live your best life.
100%.
Before we go, because we only have a couple more minutes, but I also wanted to,
I know, but
to
wait.
Share what you did yesterday.
Oh, okay, I will. But before I do that, I just want to say that I said that I would give Lena's information.
Yes.
And her website is Lena Irwin, LinaErwin.com. You guys, oh my God, that's all I have to say. Okay,
that's
so.
It. If you want a psychic reading, call this lady. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, she's amazing. So I applied. Yeah. To the Wheel of Fortune Best Friends Week. And I keep getting these like emails, you know, Carrie, we're looking for, you know, LA contestants. So I literally, okay, you guys, this is what I did. Like, I filled out the form, and it's like you have to upload a headshot and you have to upload a video. And I didn't even, like, care about what I looked like or anything like that. It was like I sat out on my patio. I, like, practiced, like, two or three times, and then I made a freaking video. It was like it had to be under 60 seconds. And I was like, here it is. This is me, blah, blah, blah. And I uploaded it, and now we wait. And now we wait. So there you go. So there could be a really
very
fun, likely, you know.
Your podcast hosts, yes, are going to be on the Wheel of Fortune. I feel it.
Yeah, best friends, and we're going to be winning a trip to Hawaii, just any or Disney, one of the, or maybe we'll go to the Hawaii Disney, the Aulani,
yeah. Oh,
in
yeah.
At, you know, in Hawaii, the Disney property.
We know
they could just do a whole bundle
Hawaii,
for us.
Yeah, something in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, anyways, thank you so much, Carrie, for taking the time today. I know you were jammed up on time, and we will be back next week, and we are trying to figure out some different avenues for our podcast and how we're going to. Maybe not stay locked into this time zone, but just having them come out on iTunes, but stay tuned on that. I'm working on all the technical stuff in my spare time, and because I have so much, right? I'm laughing. Anyway,
I know, between your paddleboarding and all that stuff, it's hard to find time anymore.
It is really hard to find time. Okay, so I did have a quote here that I was going to read. Maybe I don't. Well, here's one that is really actually good. It's not Wayne Dyer, but it is. It says, don't focus on going 0 to 100. Focus on going 0 to 10, then 10 to 20, then 20 to 30, and so on until you get to 100. Build sustainable habits through gradual progression. And the reason why that quote hit me is because, as you know, I started a cleanse, and that means no alcohol, no sugar, no wheat, no dairy, no basically anything that's bad for you for the next 30 days. And everyone's like, why would you do that in July with 4th of July and girls' weekend and family reunions? And I was like, I really want to keep myself focused on myself and really just do what's best for my body right now, which is definitely cleansing all this stuff out. And so I have to remind myself that it's just one step at a time. And that's true with anything in your life, you guys. Like anything you want, anything you desire, one step every day towards your dream, one step towards writing my book, one step towards writing the script, one step a day gets you to your dreams.
Amen, sister.
Amen. All right, everybody, have a super great day, and we will be back next week. Please download, please share, review, share it with your friends. Ask us anything you want. We love to hear from you, and we really appreciate you tuning in.
Love you.
Bye.
Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha.